My next speaker is Lesotho, followed by Oman.
Chairperson, allow me to respect Your Excellency's heads of delegations, Your Excellency, the Director General of FAO, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. Chairperson, the Kingdom of Lesotho presents its highly esteemed congratulations and compliments to the Director General of FAO, Dr. Shu, on his re-election. Lesotho appreciate and support achievements of FAO during his tenure, particularly his passion for developing countries such as Lesotho. His immense energy towards achieving Agenda 2030 Sustainable Development Goals. In spite of number of challenges such as COVID-19, climate change, to name a few, DG, a solution is only solution when it responds to a challenge. I repeat again, DG, a solution is only a solution when it responds to a challenge. Chairperson, I wish to register that Lesotho has embarked on partnering with FAO through its numerous initiatives. As we speak, Lesotho has begun to the One Country, One Priority project, and will continue partnering with FAO in order to achieve the four betters and leaving no Mosotho behind. The Right Honorable the Prime Minister launched the winter plowing season in a few weeks ago, in which he gave that 4,000 hectares of wheat be cultivated. Even though we are here in Rome, are basking in warm summer days, Lesotho is in its winter season and due to climate change is experiencing excessive snowfall affecting human and animal life, especially in the highlands or mountains districts of Lesotho. Since the opening of this conference, we have all heard of the importance of water. For those who know Lesotho, you will know that she has an abundance of water and calls it the white gold of Lesotho. The Ministry of Agriculture, Food Security and Nutrition is currently reviewing its fisheries policy and has embarked on the establishment of nutrition labs, of which 85% led by women in rural villages, in order to have comprehensive household food security and nutrition. Lesotho continues to support the partnership between the Ministry of Agriculture, Food Security and Nutrition with the Ministry of Education and Training in the school feeding program, as it empowers small-scale farmers and encourages them to supply to the school feeding program to improve the livelihoods of those communities and providing nutrition meals to school children. Chairperson, in conclusion, Lesotho government appreciates FAO's invitation to His Majesty the Third, the Goodwill Ambassador for Nutrition for the FAO and the Champion for Nutrition of the African Union, to deliver the keynote address at the World Food Forum in October. I thank you all.